Hey, it's Shannon. If you are enjoying this podcast, then you will love my weekly newsletter. It's full of career advice, productivity tips, and of course, inspiring stories of women who have launched a new career that they love. Just go to secondactsuccess.co to sign up. Now it's back to the episode. Are you at a crossroads in your career? Ready for a change, but you're not sure how to get there? Don't worry. We are about to produce your best life together. Welcome to the Second Act Success Podcast. I am your host, Shannon Russell. I am a former television producer turned boy mom. I left my dream job to find family balance, and in doing so, I produced my dream life. Now I am a business owner, podcaster, and career coach. My mission is to help other women like you find what they are truly meant to be doing. If you are ready to start over in your career or pivot to a new purpose, then get ready to be inspired by stories of women who have done just that. We will share advice and actionable tips to motivate you as you move along on your path. It is time to shine, so let's start producing your balanced life of abundance today. This is Second Act Success. Welcome to a mini episode of the Second Act Success podcast. This is just going to be you and me really talking about careers and life and advice. So for this mini episode, we are going to be talking about starting the new year off right and my plans for a 12-month tour. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's just talk about how emotional it is to start the new year off. You're coming off of the holiday high and you're smacked in the face with questions and assumptions. Like, what is your resolution? Did you pick a word of the year yet? What is your first big goal you're going to conquer this month? I mean, honestly, it's all a bit too much. Personally, I have never been a resolution person. I don't feel the need to make a promise and state it to the world. But on the other hand, I have been choosing a word of the year for probably the last 6 years or so. I take this super seriously. I print out the words, I put them on the wall in my office, and use it as inspiration throughout the year. I actually have all of my words from the past few years up on my wall still, and it's just nice to reference and think back to the year that that word represented. Choosing a word of the year is really a personal thing, so I don't even want to share it with you here because I know a lot of people like to hear what everyone else's words are and then take that as their own. And I want you to really spend some time with yourself if you are going to do this exercise and try and find a word that fits you and encompasses what you want your year ahead to look like. I would encourage you to think of one word and hold it close to your heart. When you're having a rough day, think about it. When you're not sure if you're heading in the right direction, think about it. You never know, but it could be the North Star you need. So let me get back to the 12-month tour that I mentioned a few minutes ago. As a career coach, I am always working with clients to map out their path to get them where they want to be. Maybe it's a new job, a career change into a completely new field, or opening a business. When I work with clients, we start with the end result, and we work backwards as we design a roadmap on how she can get to that final goal. It's because of this work with my clients that I came up with the 12-month tour method, which is not necessarily a straight road to a destination, but it's a road trip or a tour of our lives through the year. So here's the idea. From January through December, we go on a tour with ourselves. We stop along the way for different events like birthdays, holidays, vacations, but otherwise we are in this car cruising day to day, month to month on this incredible adventure. And guess who's the tour director? It's you. You are in charge of where your 12-month tour goes. And now, since it's the beginning of the year, you may choose to take out a map and start highlighting all of the places that you want to stop along your route. For example, do you want to look for a new job this year? Are you thinking of maybe starting a side business while you continue to earn your paycheck? Maybe you're happy at work, but you want to take on more responsibility. Maybe that will lead to a raise or a promotion. When you start planning, the world is open. It's actually really kind of cool to start with a blank slate, or in this case, a world map, and start brainstorming ideas. If you know you want to make a big career move this year, well, when do you want to begin? When do you want to make that happen? If you want to keep that paycheck rolling in for a few months while you start your new job search, then pick a date down the road when you want to make that big transition. This way, you have that goal in mind and you can work towards it with small steps. I always advise my clients and my students in my Second Act Accelerator course to make mini milestones for themselves to work towards. This way, you'll feel organized as you plan your timeline out and accomplished when you make it to that checkpoint. It's really just tricking your mind to know that you are accomplishing something, and that just gets you excited to keep going, to move, to hustle towards that next checkpoint or that next goal. When working on a 12-month tour of you, it allows you to really examine the year ahead, and you'll also be able to see those time periods in the year when you might be busier than other times. Look at your calendar year, or your map as we're calling it, and look at it with a wide view. Add those important dates in, like any planned vacations, any times when the kids are off of school, any busy seasons at work or with your family. Just write those all down. Once you have these dates outlined in front of you, you can start focusing on your action plan to what it is that you're working towards. For example, if you're an accountant, thinking of going back to school for an MBA is great, but tax season is probably not the best time to start a new program. For me, summer is extremely busy for my husband and I. We block off summer completely, which means no vacations or big plans. He works in television and has several big shows in the summer. And my other business, Snapology, is a program where we teach children STEM education through summer camps all summer long. So I know that even though I am focusing more on Second Act success these days, I still need to be around for my employees and my team just in case anything comes up. That's just an example to show you kind of how you can assess your map or your year ahead by knowing what your family, what you need, when the busy times are, when the times that you have a little bit more flexibility so that you can really plan your year out well. My advice to you is to take a look at your year and really plan wisely. I actually have a vision board I designed that may help you if you're interested. It's all about looking at different aspects of your life as you plan the year ahead. Everything from your work to finances, from family to health. Head over to secondactsuccess.co and you'll see a pop-up and a banner at the top where you can download the vision board for free. This may just add some value as you plan out your 12-month tour. This past year, I launched my Second Act Success business. It's been a whirlwind of awesomeness from producing this podcast for you to working with clients and putting out my first course. Just a year I could never have expected. It's almost like I took everything I loved from working as a television producer for the first half of my career and built this business doing my favorite things. The absolute best part is you. Having this opportunity to chat with other women who are questioning life just like I did, second-guessing if I could balance it all while being a mom, wondering if I would lose my identity if I left the only work I had ever known, feeling scared to leave a career I dreamt about since I was a little girl. When I made the move and left TV to open my own business 6 years ago, it was the scariest, most exhilarating moment of my life. I was leaping into the unknown, but I had all of the hustle in me to know that I had no choice but to make it happen. I learned so much about myself and gained confidence in ways I didn't even know I needed. And I want that for you. I want you to plan your 12-month tour, plan your year ahead, listing your goals, as crazy as they sound, because you can make it happen. You don't have to make a crazy life change overnight. This can be a plan that you work on and a goal that you work towards. Now, after launching Second Act Success and working full-time as a career coach, I have a hand in helping people like you make the leap that they need to get unstuck and feel that rush of excitement and creativity that they may have lost a little bit. I know that as women, as moms, as partners, as friends, as wives, we feel like we have the world on our shoulders. And let's get real, most of the time we do. However, we are more than these titles that society throws at us. We can be that wife, that mom, that daughter, that friend, the PTA volunteer, the go-to person for everyone, and still be our own person, doing the thing that lights us up. You don't have to give up everything right now, today. You don't have to give up anything at all. You can look ahead as you plan this year ahead for yourself and be strategic. When do you want to make a change? What will that change be? You are in control. Oftentimes, my clients come to me completely overwhelmed, and I am able to take that away from them. As a coach, I work with you to truly find the time in your life to make those small moves that matter and that will get you to where you want to be. It may be a few months, it may be a year, but you can get there on your own timeline. And remember, you will never know until you try. What's the worst that can happen? You wind up right back where you are now, the same rock star holding down the fort for your family and being the heroine of your life's story. There are a lot of different paths you can take and different ways to get there. If you need some advice, a shoulder to lean on, guidance along the way, then a career coach is a valuable asset to help you get from the confusion state with a million ideas running around in your head to that confident state of mind where you know you're in charge of your destiny. Taking a course is another way to help move you towards your goal, and it's another great option to help you on your way from where you are now to where you want to be. My course is the Second Act Accelerator. It's what I spent months early in this year designing, and it's all based on my experience of leaving television to figure things out. I went down some dead ends and made some wrong turns along the way as I was trying to figure out what I should be doing, where I should be going, and who I was going to be in this next chapter of my life. So now I can stop you from making the same fumbles that I made. I ended up producing my own life. And through my signature method, the Second Act Strategy, we acknowledge where you are now, assess the skills and experience you have to get you where you want to go. And then we apply that knowledge to build a blueprint to make your first move into your second act all within 6 weeks. Let me tell you how this course is different. I designed it around the strategy that worked for me in my life. I built an online community of like-minded professionals all ready to make a pivot into their life's purpose, where we share advice and network to help each other on the journey. Students get one-on-one coaching with me, plus weekly group coaching with other students and myself. I have industry experts joining us for live workshops throughout the course to speak on topics that really mean something to us, like perfecting LinkedIn, writing the perfect resume, building a website for your business. The course also includes 6 weeks of self-paced curriculum and a library of resources to help you thoroughly think through your second act plan and get you there with solid confidence and support. If you want more information on my course, head over to secondactsuccess.co/course or feel free to DM me on Instagram. I'm at secondactsuccess and my inbox is always open. I would love to hear from you. No matter who you lean on or how you start making steps towards your goals this year, I wish you the absolute best and I am so excited for you to spread your wings and take this leap. Guys, it's January, so this is the beginning of your 12-month tour. So make it a road trip you're the most excited for. Here's your homework. Find some time this week to grab a notebook or your laptop, curl up somewhere cozy, and work on your 12-month tour of 2023. No pressure, just organizing your thoughts and putting your ideas down in front of you. You don't need anyone's approval. This is all in your head and in your heart, and now your first steps are to put it down on paper. Thank you for spending some of your day with me. I would love to hear what topics you would like to hear in future episodes of the podcast. Feel free to leave me a voice message on my SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/secondactsuccess. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Well, this is it for this episode of the Second Act Success podcast. I'll be back again next week for more career advice, tips, and Second Act Success stories. Make it a great day, my friend. Thank you for joining us. I hope you found some gems of inspiration and some takeaways to help you on your path to Second Act success. To view show notes from this episode, visit secondactsuccess.co. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Reviews only take a few moments and they really do mean so much. Thank you again for listening. I'm Shannon Russell, and this is Second Act Success.